This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Chevron, we're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Weird weekend, good, some good stuff, some not so great stuff. We're gonna unpack it. Boy, as we speak here, yeah, I know Jay Norvell's got his press conference coming up. I believe that's at noon, but I would imagine we're staying the course at Colorado State. I thought maybe something was going to happen over the weekend, but the further we got into it, the more I started to think, yeah, this is an organization that, for better or worse, is going to just stick with it because maybe they view it as, what good does firing someone in the middle of the season do if we don't have any, you know, interim prospects? We have to pay more money to let them go. We'll see. I can't imagine at the press conference today we're going to hear anything unusual, but I don't know. They play Friday, so short week, although they played last Friday too, so not necessarily in terms of that, but you're not going to make that. I would imagine you're not going to make that announcement today. We'll see. Can Jay Norvell still save his job at CSU? It's sure looking like no at this point as the Rams get absolutely smoked and by San Diego State. And I'm gonna unpack all this too, but Michael, I want to get to the whole show headlines on a Monday from the weekend that was.
And now, whole show headlines.
All right, these will vary as we, we got abs starting up tomorrow. I'm excited, regular season tomorrow. Not the preseason, the regular season, but this is still football on these whole show headlines. For CSU, new play caller, same result. Panic button is broken as CSU loses big to start Mountain West play. Coach Prime dealing with much more than losses, and this is why we asked the question earlier in the year, you know, does he coach from the booth? Is there a chance that he can't finish the season? We'll get into that, because this is beyond football. The man's in pain. He's dealing with a lot. The Cowboys, the Wyoming Cowboys are finally getting creative at losing. Two blocked punts equals two touchdowns, among other things in that game. Air Force, are we really saying this? Air Force might be the most exciting football team in the region, but they're losing all the same. They can put up points. It's exciting. CSU, not exciting. CU, exciting in the first quarter. The rest of the game's not. Sean Payton put his out there, and it paid off. He went for two, and he could have tied the game. I don't know. Got it. Did you necessarily? I mean, it worked out where they got the field goal too, but that put this thing out of a field goal ties the game and all that. So that was a great decision by Sean Payton. We'll get into that too. Those are the whole show headlines on a Monday. Broncos did it, man. They pulled it off. They go into Philadelphia and they win 21-7. They were down 17-3. By the end of the third quarter, and they outscored Philadelphia on the road, 18-0. This is a game. This is the biggest win in the Sean Payton era, for sure. I mean, yeah, they won enough games last year to get them into the playoffs, but there wasn't like one game you pointed at and said that was a marquee victory. The knock on the Broncos, especially the last 2 years, has been, all right, you can beat the teams you're supposed to beat, but can you beat any of these potential playoff teams? Well, how about the best team in the NFL? And I'm excited about what this means the rest of the way, because the Broncos are now 3-2. You had the Raiders lost yesterday, the Chargers lost yesterday, so the Broncos are now tied at the top in the AFC West with the Chargers having the tiebreaker. But now starts an opportunity here for Denver. And I'm going to get into the whole game and the two-point conversion and Nick freaking Benito. The guy's on pace to break the sack record this year, Michael. Some people really hate the whole on pace thing. I know you do, Mike. But he is. If he keeps this production going, he will break the single-season sack record.
I hate the on pace record for if the playoffs start today. I don't mind the on pace record at certain points. Like once you get to game 6 and you say you're on pace, that's when I'm okay with that. For records wise.
Okay. Well, you got the win over Philly. 2 in a row now for the Broncos, and their 2 losses are still, you know, as this season rolls on, you're going to look at those 2 losses and say, wow, those were all fourth quarter comebacks, fourth quarter buzzer beaters, so to speak. And this is turning out to be, they're turning some heads. People are looking at this team thinking, all right, this might be not only a playoff team, but maybe they're a contender in this one. Was it pass interference? Late in the game, there was a couple of interesting sequences in that last couple of series between the Broncos and the Eagles. Sure, yeah, it was probably pass interference. But Mike, the Broncos lost the game on a leverage call when the Chargers did. Was it the Chargers or was it the Colts?
Well, who the Colts?
Colts were the leverage. Colts did the same thing. So, penalties happen. Or don't happen. Sometimes they get called, sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's in your favor, sometimes it's not. I'm not going to... I did talk about leverage against the Colts, but at the end of the day, I think if you're being logical, you said, you know what, well done, Colts beat you. Same with the Eagles situation.
The saying is always, you know, don't put yourself in the position to lose on a bad call.
On a missed call or a bad call.
And yeah, the reffing in the NFL hasn't been as good this year, I've noticed.
Well, sometimes you don't really know what interference is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're confused by that.
And the Broncos have been very physical this year. And I'm wondering if they understand, okay, the Broncos are going to be physical. There's going to be a certain point that we're going to allow them to be physical. During the Broncos-Titans game, both sides got very physical with one another. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to get upset when I think it's pass interference on the Titans because the Broncos are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of energy on that one. I saw some posts like the Eagles got robbed because it should have been a intentional grounding on Bo Nix. They shouldn't have called the unnecessary roughness on Bond. First off, the intentional grounding. I actually agree with Tony Romo's point. Like, he doesn't like how you can just throw it up because, you know, if somebody's in the area. I do think they should tighten the way they call intentional grounding. But per the rules, there was a person in the vicinity when he threw that football. So per the rules that we have now, I would have leaned toward intentional grounding 100%. And then for Zach Bond, on the unnecessary roughness call, who was that on? Who did he hit, Mike? Was that Franklin?
Yeah.
That was unnecessary roughness. Skip Bayless tried to say he was crawling for more yards. He was clearly down. I think he was crawling to get out of the dude's arms that tackled him, and then Bond jumped in and got him pretty good on the ground. That's unnecessary roughness.
It's technically, a lot of the stuff I've seen this year, college and pro, it's, quote, technically correct, even though
what do you mean,
I might not call it if I was
No, anybody should have called that. That was 100% unnecessary roughness. Guy's on the ground. He's down. You spear him with your helmet on the ground. That's unnecessary roughness.
Yeah, going back to the intentional grounding, I can see it both ways. Like, I see
I'm
Tony 60-40
on that. I'm 60. Well, I see what Romo was going all in, like saying it was it should have been called intentional grounding. There were a few. I mean, there was another one too. The fumble, the Bo Nix fumble that ended up not being a fumble. I thought that was a fumble, but his hand. If you do a still image, a still shot of when it started with the ball, and then when he loses the ball, it's going forward.
There's not his arm going forward.
It's not like a baseball strike. You know, when they call it, whether did the ball go over the did the bat go across the plate? It's not that. Was your hand going forward? There's not an imaginary line that the hand has to pass to deem it a throw or not. If your hand is going in the motion to throw the ball, even if it's still behind your head, it is a throw.
Well, isn't it the arm as well? Because the arm was going forward. The hand wasn't doing it.
The hand was forward from where it started compared to where it ended. So that's not a fumble. It's an incomplete pass. It's not baseball. There's not a line that your arm has to cross. If you are going forward with the ball,
a lot of tight calls. And I'm not going to be upset with any Eagles fans going, that's not fair, because putting myself in their situation, I might feel the same way.
Well, at the end of the day, the Broncos win this thing. 21-17 over the defending Super Bowl champs and a Philly team that they're a good team. They're a great team. They're just not doing the things that got them where they were last year. How this team is not running the ball, the stuff with the Broncos is now showing itself with Philly. How does Saquon Barkley not get many carries in this game, let alone second half? He had 6 carries for 30 yards. I have no idea why we're not seeing more from him.
Well, Tony Romo was saying, like, the defense dictates everything. And the Broncos, and I think everybody else, is like, okay, we're going to run blitz. We're going to run blitz, and we're going to make you pass it on
but us. I don't care. 6 carries is not enough of a sample size to determine that you're going to be done giving it to arguably the best running back in the NFL. And I know he's had a down year. Now, if we're talking, he had 14 carries in the first half, and then they went away from him. Okay, that's fine. You let the defense dictate what you're doing. 6 carries for 30 yards, and they decided that's it. They ran the ball 11 times. So, sure, a defense can dictate that, but if this were the Broncos on the other end, I would have been saying the same thing. You got to keep going. You got to keep trying. Even if you're going to get a few negative plays, you got to keep going. So, sure, the Broncos were run blitzing, but you didn't do it enough in that game to determine whether or not you could actually win that matchup.
I have no argument. I have no argument against that. I absolutely agree. You got to try. He's right now the best running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
You got to use him.
So Denver, they gave up the touchdown in the second, the touchdown in the third. But really, this defense is amazing, and it seems like it's starting to get better. I know Riley Moss is the negative people are taking today. I still think, man, you're going to him at an alarming rate, more so than we've ever maybe seen a second cornerback get thrown at.
Yeah,
Surtain is just doing such a phenomenal job.
Look at where he is position-wise. Right? He's on the wide receivers. He's there.
There's a couple times maybe in that game where he was a step or two behind, but for the most part, he's right there. Guys are just making. These are NFL receivers, man. They make
and
great catches in contact.
And these are two of the best NFL receivers. Look, he played. I'm not trying to be an apologist here, but he played pretty well.
I thought so.
Against any other wide receivers who aren't like the best of the best, like he's going to blanket them.
Who are you giving?
Right now, we've played some of the best of the best.
Who are you giving your game ball to?
Oh, I
got mine. I'm going to go with Courtland Sutton. I thought he made some really tough grabs to convert some third downs for Denver late in that game. And I thought Sutton was exceptional. And he continues to be. I mean, Nick Benito is close. He had, what do you have, 2.5 sacks in this game? But I just thought Sutton was so clutch with some of those catches. Some big catches for him. Denver was 5 of 16 on third down, but they picked up some crucial ones in that final couple of drives there.
They started off not great.
No, they were pretty bad.
I don't know what they're doing in the first half.
They were very bad. In fact, I had just tweeted out, man, it's getting ugly in Philly, and then I deleted it because I knew, I had a feeling Denver, because they got to stop, and I thought, this defense is going to hang around, is just going to help Denver hang around long enough to win this game.
You shouldn't have deleted it. You should have gone hashtag jinx. I don't know if that means anything.
No.
Because I don't Twitters that often.
You tweeted about Deadpool, so I can't take any tweet advice from you. B-Rad texting here on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. You could turn the table and point out the same amount of iffy calls the other way, too. Every game is getting scrutinized. The Eagles could lose by 50, and their fan base would say they got jobbed by the refs. Yeah, that's where I am. I'm just not a big ref complainy kind of guy. 21 minutes after the hour. All right, big announcement to make today. We've got the first edition of this show, the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Interior Sprinkler Systems Incorporated. Shane's an amazing guy. I'm excited to learn more about this business and what they do, but they are bringing us the Brock Wisney Show. Standout player for the UNC Bears. He's my pick to win the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. We're very close to basketball season. Brock's going to be joining me in about 10 minutes. He's like 9,000 feet tall, Michael. He is a tall human being. He is a large human being. But I'm excited to bring Brock into the studio.
He's not that tall.
He's not that tall?
9,000? No way. More like 8,000.
He is 6'9", 245 pounds. To you, that's like a giant. To you, that is like a... To me, that's a giant, but to you especially, because you're like 4'8".
I'm only 5'7".
5'7". 22 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
For the college football weekend with Rocky Mountain College kickoff. Fridays at 2 and an encore Saturdays at 7. We are Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
We got the Brock Wisney Show coming up here today at 11:35-ish. He just walked in to the studios here. I told you, Michael, a very large human. Large human that you don't want to piss off. So, Mike, I'm giving you a word of advice today. You don't want to make this dude mad. Don't
he
make him angry.
He strolled into the studio, very relaxed.
Oh, he is. He's a relaxed guy. He's quiet chaos because he's a quiet dude, excellent human. And then you get him on the floor and look out.
You know those quiet people. They're always the ones with the temper.
You got to watch them on the basketball court. You got to watch them on the court. I cannot wait for basketball season, especially after the weekend that we just had with a lot of our regional teams that we're watching. So we're excited to step aside here for a moment and talk basketball with Brock Wisney. I remember the first time I saw Brock play was at one of UNC's, like, it's for their supporters. They do, like, a scrimmage against each other. And I just remember seeing Brock, and I was like, he was raw at the time. But you could just get this feeling that he was going to be one of the Bears' greats.
Now he's cooked.
And now he is, well, he's going to be cooking because he's my vote for the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. I actually got a vote. They let me vote. And I thought, you know, the Bears should have had a few dudes on that list last year.
I get two votes.
You get no votes. They heard about you going to Broncos training camp and not asking any questions, so they're not giving you any votes. Had you asked a question, the trajectory of your life would have changed. It did not. And here you are with me. You're welcome. 29 minutes after the hour, the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. These guys are huge supporters of the UNC Bears, local sports. I know they're partners with the Broncos, too. Sprinkler installation, fire extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods and paint booths, and fire alarms. They're going to handle all that for your business, for your home, you name it. InteriorSprinkler.com. Check them out online. 30 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
For those about to Brock, was that what you were doing with this, Michael? What you were doing with this?
Oh, gosh.
Wow. For those about to Brock, we got the Brock Wisney Show presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Shane over there, great dude. You guys got to check him out, you know, for your business, for your home, all that stuff to keep the safe. You don't want your stuff to catch on fire,
yeah,
basically.
Never, never.
And Shane's going to help. You know, Shane is part of the, what do you call them, the Baseline Bandits?
Baseline Bandits. You know, he'll give the other team a hard time. We love him.
I've seen him getting after it down there against, and that's what I love about, as you're growing a fan base and you want to have those guys, Shane's one of those dudes, and he's a big-time supporter of the UNC
Someone
Bears.
Through thick and thin, man, always.
Brock Wisney in studio, man. Brock, it seems like you got taller since the last time I saw you, which was Friday.
I would love for that to be the truth. But
to me, you are like a giant out there, man. I'm getting so excited to talk basketball with you. We're going to be doing this every single Monday.
Awesome.
Last year we had the Jaron Rille Show, and Jaron brought you in a couple of times.
Yeah.
I think maybe at least once.
Yeah, once. Yeah.
And it was cool, and I was like, all right, we need to get Brock in here because I think it's going to be a big year, not just for the Bears, but for you as well. Yeah. I did get a vote this year. I voted in the past, but I don't know. They never got back to me. I don't know if it actually went through. These are going through, okay. And I voted for Brock Wisney.
I appreciate
it. Big Sky Conference Player of the Year. I don't know when those preseason rankings will come out, but hoping to see your name on there.
We'll see.
Although, does the preseason thing, does it mean anything?
You never really pay attention to those. They had a seventh this year.
Yeah.
You don't really care.
You
much,
don't care about. Well, and you guys had so many studs last year that I thought, you know, you kind of got hosed on not winning the Big Sky Conference Player of the Year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Langston or Zay, both of them honestly could have.
Yeah, well, and you were playing great. Jaron was playing great. I mean, you guys had a stacked team last year.
We did. It was a lot of fun.
But I'm expecting this team to be pretty darn good again this year. Some familiar faces, but there's a lot of new dudes on this team, such as college sports, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's eight new guys, eight returners, so it's like every other team. Other teams have it worse even, so just do what you got.
Man, it flies by, because I was talking about this before you jumped on. I remember seeing you at the Bears scrimmage. It was just more of you guys playing against each other, and it was for donors to come meet the team and all that, and I love that you guys do that. But I remember seeing you in that first game, and I was like, this Brock Witt, I think I might have called you Wisney at the time or something, but I'm like, you could see, you know, your energy was there, your strength was there, and then as your game progressed, it kind of slowed down for you in that positive way, where they always say the better players, everything just kind of slows down for them
absolutely,
as they get rolling.
Yeah, I mean, I like to play like, you know, guys like Jokic, where the game just feels simple and easy, you know, make the slow, easy plays and just do what you can for your team.
So. Are you a Nuggets guy?
I like the Nuggets, you know.
Yeah?
It's weird. I was talking to somebody the other day. They're like, basketball guys never really have a favorite team. And I'm like, I know you have favorite players, but Jokic, he's probably my favorite player.
You and I,
Nuggets are my favorite.
Finally, we got, you know how many players I get on this show? We've talked to them over the years, whatever, and they're always like Lakers fans.
Yeah.
And it's just like, man, we just have to like not talk about the NBA then because we can't go there.
Yeah.
But we got a fellow Joker fan here. So
absolutely.
Diehard Joker fan.
Yep.
So I know we'll be talking some hoops on the NBA side too, college side. But today, Brock, I kind of wanted to like get to know you, man. Like, obviously, you're a well-spoken dude. You're a very polite dude. You get out on the floor, though. Things are different, I think.
A little bit.
You get after it. But you're a Colorado dude. You're from Thornton, Colorado.
Yes, sir. I'm born and raised Colorado. So, I mean, not born and raised, actually. I've been here, actually, since I was about two or three.
Okay, where were you born in?
I was born in Green Bay.
Green Bay.
My dad was playing for the Packers at the time, and I was born out there, so.
Your dad was playing in the NFL.
He was.
And so sports has obviously been in your... That's been your entire life, hasn't
it? Yeah, all of it. It's my family's thing. So,
So your dad's an NFL was an NFL guy.
He was.
Was football the first thing for you, or was basketball just took over?
You know, I mean, it was just basketball. I did some football when I was younger, but my dad really didn't like what football does to your head sometimes, and you know, so it ended up being basketball. I'm still a huge football fan, college specifically Notre Dame. So. I mean, I still love it.
You still love it, but then I'm glad you became a basketball player.
Yeah,
because we've had so much fun watching you. So for you, then coming to Thornton, talk to us about your process. You know, when did you first kind of know that you were going to be you were going to have the chops to be a Division I basketball player?
Man, I never had a doubt in my mind. Just with my family, you know, I mentioned my dad, but also my mom was a swimmer at Notre Dame as well. And it's just kind of what it was. So I was like,
player. Oh my gosh.
There's a ton. You know, my grandpa and uncle both played at Notre Dame too. So it's kind of like I had to do this. And my sister, she's about 2 years older than me. She played at Indiana University. So I was like,
what did she play at Indiana?
She's basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah. She was a center there. She's like 6'4". But you know, there was no doubt in my mind, and I think confidence is a big thing. And I always just thought, you know, I'm doing this.
So,
yeah.
I mean, to have, like, we see this often, you know, where it's just sports is in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just there.
Yeah.
And so you probably did know, you know, at an early age, all right, yeah, it's in my blood. I'm going to be probably something. And then you grow and you just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And then it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, definitely.
How did the recruiting process go for you?
It was interesting. You know, I mean, early on you hear from a lot of different schools and it's kind of like wishy-washy and they'll ghost you or, you know, text you and then you never hear from them again. But my recruiting process, UNC was honestly the first, and they were there throughout the entire time. They never wavered in recruiting me. I had some other small offers, DU and Cleveland State and so on. But, you know, UNC was always recruiting me through every single step of it. So there's no doubt that I was going there, you know, throughout the recruiting process.
Who calls you first? Who was the first one? Do you remember that?
That was
like,
a long
who's
time
contacting
ago.
You first?
Man, that was like 6 years ago at this point, but it might have been.
Crazy, yeah.
So, you know, that night or that morning of, I forgot what it was. It was like June 1st. And I heard from about like probably like 10 to 15 Division I schools, you know, CU and UNC and all of them. But that's kind of how it was. I don't remember exactly who was first.
When does the closer come in, Steve Smiley?
Oh man, Smiley! I always saw Smiley, but I remember I committed actually on my birthday, September 18th.
Cool. Well, that's a great birthday
of my senior year before my senior basketball season. You know, I was up in his office and he's like, "So what are you thinking?" And I don't know, maybe. He just put some pressure on me. I'm like, I'm coming. I didn't even have a plan. I didn't even have a plan to commit before I walked in the room, and I just committed.
Smiley's a pretty good sales guy.
He is.
He's pretty good. Dude, I've grown to just really respect and like Coach Steve Smiley, but he just seems like such an approachable guy.
Oh, yeah.
He can get after it. Yeah. I've seen him in practice. Yeah. I've seen him at games, of course. But, you know, it just seems like that's a guy that truly does – you hear coaches say this. You said wishy-washy. You hear coaches, oh, it's about the kids and all this stuff. Smiley's one of those guys that you really feel that. Is that correct?
Oh, he's a great guy. He's the biggest people person I've ever met. Like, you know, how he is how he is.
And yeah.
Everybody likes him. You don't hear somebody say, oh, I don't like this Steve Smiley guy.
Easiest dude to talk to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you into outside of sports, outside
what am
of basketball?
I into?
Like
Man.
Movies, video games, music. What's the thing that you do when you're not playing basketball or studying basketball?
I love movies. I like watching movies in my alone time. time and by myself. But I also love being outside. You know, I like hiking. Colorado's a great place for that. In the summer, me and my family will paddleboard a lot and, you know, do all those type of things. So I like to be active, but I like movies. I like
what kind of movies are we talking about here? Oh, it's October. Are we into the scary stuff at all? Or?
I like scary stuff. I like scary stuff. My dad kind of rubbed that off on me. You know, he brought me into like Conjuring when I'm like 8 years old.
Oh my God! So house, like what kind? Like because there's serial murderer, scary stuff, and then there's like extraterrestrial type of thing.
Extraterrestrial. I love
like
that stuff.
And
weird
all
conspiracy
the
movies,
stuff.
And I love that stuff. You know, I'm a simple guy too. And I'll watch a rom com or a drama. I love thrillers. You know, I like it all. Like we mentioned before, we were talking earlier, I love all the music and all the different movies, you know. Besides, I don't know if I'm going to watch a lot of, you know, just romantic.
You're not into the romantic.
Yeah, not all the time, you know.
You're probably not going to go buy the new Taylor Swift album, is that what you're telling
probably
me?
Probably not.
I'm guessing that's full of romantic stuff. Apparently that came out. So into movies, outdoor activities, all that stuff going into it. Who would you say is your best friend on the team right now?
Best friend? I've been with Zach for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I played 2 years in high school with him even. So this is going into our seventh year playing together, sixth probably. You know, Quinn and Egan and Will and Hunter, you know, the big guys group is always people that are close. But, man, I'm close with a lot of guys on the team, my best friends.
How close are you to, like, the coaching staff?
I'm very close.
It seems
close. Reed's like my second dad almost.
Dude,
you know?
That guy.
Yeah.
Is he not? I'm saying this in a dude way. Is he not the best hugger in the history of the world? He gives you that bear hug, and it's just like, man, I feel like I belong.
Yeah.
He is such an amazing guy.
Makes you feel loved and seen, for sure.
100%. And but when I go there, like they're just an interesting group in a good way. Because you got Smiley running the show there, obviously. Dorian Green just looks so focused all the time.
Yeah.
Houston Reed can take a moment to be like, you know, give somebody a hard time, but then get right back after it.
Yeah.
And Brett Klopfel, Colin, I mean, just a great group there.
They fill all the gaps, man. You know, they step on each other's weaknesses, and they kind of make a full staff. So,
Brock, while we have you on this one, too, obviously we talked about new faces coming in on this roster. What did you think of your guy Langston Reynolds? Got a different opportunity, and he's going to be playing for Minnesota next year.
Yeah, I'm excited for him. I think he's going to do well. I think he's so athletic and strong that in that league he's going to do really good. And, you know, he's one of my best friends. I've been with him a long time also. Same thing in that high school team. So I'll text him every now and again. I'm wishing the best for him, and I'm excited, you know, for this new opportunity he has.
Yeah, well, and that's the nature of this beast now, right? Is especially for guys at UNC, guys storm onto the scene, and then suddenly there's a bunch of teams that didn't know who these guys were, but now they're coming in. Brock, I'm not going to put you on the spot. Yeah. You don't have to give me any weird information, but I look at you and what you've done, especially last season. I got to imagine some of those people were you know, reaching out to you, whether that was street legal or not, but I got to imagine that was happening.
Yeah, I mean, you hear that through these other guys. You know, my mindset is I got to stay present and where my feet are. So if any of those things that I'm getting, I no response, no anything, none of that, and just don't entertain it. You know, if someone's kind of hitting you on the side and it's almost illegal in a way, I don't know why you'd want to work with that person anyway.
And you just put them, and you're just done.
Like, yeah.
Do you bring that to, if you had it, is that something where you instantly you're bringing it to like a coach? Like, hey, these guys are reaching out to me.
Nah, just ignore.
Yeah, you know, just done.
Yeah, keep it off my plate. Don't worry about it. That's, not even a second thought.
That's the way to do it, my friend. Dude, I'm really excited. We're going to take a quick break here. Then we'll wrap up this first edition of the Brock Wisney Show, presented by Interior Sprinkler Systems. Really excited to work with them. I know you're excited to work with them, too. Shane's pumped. The season is almost here, man. You guys,
a couple
weeks away from that. You guys have that scrimmage going on in Wyoming.
Yep.
I'm really interested to see how that's
going. We got some stuff coming up for sure.
All right, man. 47 after the hour. It's not a secret either because I know Smiley said it on the podcast, right, Mike? So we're good. Sundance, Steve Smiley, those guys are kind of like brothers. Going to be duking it out in scrimmage action.
They will.
The Brock Wisney Show continues. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps to college to the pros. We have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away.
Can't stop Michael back there dancing.
Who is this, Brock?
Sam Cooke. You know,
so you guys are talking about Sam Cooke. That's another one of your preferences, right?
Yeah, I like some old music.
All right. So how did you get into the oldies type stuff?
I would say my sister, actually. You know,
really?
Yeah, she introduced me to some of the older music, and I just liked it.
So you're a man of many interests.
Yeah.
As we'll learn about as we go here. I think this is Terry texting, and Brock's the best. I'm glad you have him on your program. Hopefully I'll be able to come in and visit with him. That's one of the diehard Bears fans. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Terry.
I mean, he just loves. He comes in here. He likes to meet the players. But these are the fans you want. You know, these guys that we talked about, Shane and the Baseline Bandits. Then we talk about the diehards. And that's what you guys have been growing the last few years.
Yeah,
it's been
definitely
fun to see.
Good community, you know, all the fans. We love seeing them. Terry's got a good mustache going.
And, oh, he's got a great mustache going. Do you ever think about that, man?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Probably.
I mean, maybe in the future, actually.
I think you have the ability to get there.
In the summer, I did a little mustache action. I got some crap for it from the guys.
Well, I don't know if you know what I did this summer. Yeah. The Rockies were just boring me to tears, so we decided, all right, when was that, Mike? June? I wasn't going to shave or cut my hair until the Rockies won 35 games. And it got pretty out of control.
It did. Okay.
So people are like, you got to do something like that again. You can't keep going back to the facial hair well.
Yeah.
You got to come up with something unique.
So I agree.
We'll think of something, man. But Brock, I'm excited for this, man. And I want to learn more about your dad, too, as we kind of progress through this show, because I think that's fascinating, especially the fact that he was football.
Yes.
And you're basketball.
Yeah, I mean, my whole family was football. You know, my uncle played with my dad at Notre Dame, and my grandpa won a national championship there in 1966.
Wow.
So, you know, it's they called it Wisneyland for a brief period of time while they were there. It's just what it was. You know, a little flip action. I don't know what happened, but
I want to get into the history of all that, too. And then suddenly you're playing basketball. But then there was you were kind of saying, you know, with the family, the way football is pretty rough, pretty dangerous sport. I've talked about this on my show a lot. Like, are you going to see great athletes that could probably easily play football, but maybe they choose a baseball or a basketball over because of what we're seeing more and more out of the football side of things?
Yeah, I would have loved to, actually, just, you know, seeing my dad do it and loving football at the same time, being like a tight end or a D end or something of that sort. I would have liked it, but it just hasn't happened. My youngest brother, he's 9. He's like, oh, I'm going to play football. My dad's like, maybe I'll let one of my kids.
How many siblings do you have?
I got five.
Five siblings. Five siblings?
Yes, five siblings. It's interesting. It's
you guys
girl
have a
boy,
whole
girl
team.
Boy, girl boy.
No kidding.
All the girls are A's. All the boys are B's. It's full team, like you said.
And everybody's playing something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, one of my sisters is in college. She's a sophomore. She's the only one that doesn't. But, yeah, we have some fun family competitive time.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, that's a ton of – that's a ton. You could almost have a football team out of that right there. Definitely a basketball
team. Be close.
Brock, what are your expectations this year, man?
Championship, you know, that's the
go
ultimate
dancing.
Goal, and that's everybody's goal. You know, go dancing.
You guys were so close last year.
Very. I'm like, it's hard to think about. Yeah. It's hard to think about. I think about it a lot. It was awesome season, fun season.
It was an amazing. I mean, you guys achieved. You made a lot of history last year.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Getting. I don't like to say a share of the Big Sky Championship, but it is what it is. You're the champs, though. We're going to say that.
Yeah.
And we all know what it takes, though. Mm-hmm. Winning that tournament is what's going to punch your ticket. We can debate that, too. We can talk about that, too, because I'm not always crazy about that either, because you guys were the best team in the Big Sky all year, and then it comes down to that one game. You guys came back and made it a heck of a game.
Yeah,
Brock, I'm excited for it, man. We've got the Brock Wisney Show will be on every Monday, 11:35, maybe a little earlier. We'll see. Yeah. But wish you the best of luck coming up.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to dive in more and learn more about this Bears team. And learn more about you, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very interesting athletic background, my friend.
Yeah, I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We're going to rock and roll, and we want to shout out again to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online, interiorsprinkler.com, and we'll give you more details on those guys as well. Shout out to Shane. All right, the whole show comes back here. We got top stories of the day. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, all that and more. Don't go anywhere.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.